Developing skills for invalidity. Listening comprehension. Task 5. You will hear 5 people talking about stressful experiences. Match each speaker, 1 to 5, with a stressful experience from the list, A to F. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. 1.
Gosh, I think it was clear to everyone that I was nervous. I couldn't sleep the night before, so I was tired and agitated the next morning. My mum came with me, but she wouldn't let me drive because my hands were shaking too much. After what seemed like forever, they called me in and checked me over, took my blood pressure and that kind of thing. Then I almost fainted when the nurse did the blood test, but it was over so quickly that I felt really foolish for getting so worked up about it in the first place.
2.
I mean, what a nightmare! I knew I should have set off earlier, but Dad is always so laid back about these things and said that half an hour was more than enough time to get there. That's the last time I listened to his advice. It was raining and the bus was delayed, and I ended up running the last 200 metres in the pouring rain with no umbrella. The good thing was that they were running a few minutes late too, so I had a chance to sit down and gather my thoughts. I'd been so distracted in trying to get there on time that I hadn't had a chance to feel nervous about the actual test, and I ended up passing with flying colours.
3.
I'd heard about stage fright and getting worried about your performance, but I didn't realise it could happen at something like this. I was fine until they actually signalled for us to line up. Then I started to feel really cold and shivery. I even thought I might be unwell and should go home, but I suppose it was just the effects of the adrenaline and that fight or flight reaction you get in stressful situations. Once they fired the starting gun and we set off, I realised that I could use all that stress to my advantage, and I was faster than I've ever been in training sessions.
4. I can't really blame anyone but myself. It was entirely my own fault. I'd stupidly set my alarm for UK time, rather than European time, so I woke up an hour late. That was how my day began. I thought it was pointless even trying, but I called a taxi anyway, and after racing through the streets of Madrid at breakneck speed, we managed to get to the airport just before the check-in desk closed. I booked in my bags and started running to the passport control. It was there that I got held up because I'd left a bottle of water in my hand luggage. I tried to explain, but I was so worked up and I was making such a fuss that they decided to do a full search of my bag. In the end, the plane left without me, and I had to pay a fortune for a hotel that night, and another flight the next day. Never again. 5.
It was a Sunday morning, and we were driving through town on our way to the competition. I was practicing, singing at the top of my voice to a song on the radio, when we were hit by another motorist at the traffic lights. He tried to get through before they changed to red and bumped the side of our car as we were passing on green. I got such a fright. I didn't really understand what had happened, and I think I went into shock because it was only when the ambulance came that I realised I'd broken my leg. Needless to say, I didn't get the chance to sing in front of the judges that day. But I'm going to sign up for the same competition next year.